Everybody, I'm Jess G, and today you're joined by, hold on, the only mics that are on are actually mic 2 and mic 4. What mic is that 2? Here. There's mic 2.
Hey, this is Ananya.
This is Colette.
Is that mic 4?
Is it
yes. Working? Can you hear? Okay.
Cool. Oh, I'm Miriam.
And we are subbing for emotional motion sickness. So this is all of us. And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. You just listened to I Know a Place by Muna.
Muna.
Yeah. Didn't they perform recently?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't go. I wanted to.
That's okay. That is okay. And right now you're listening to Dark Red by Steve Lacy. Actually, you want to know something funny? So the beginning of the song starts with something bad's about to happen, and so I would listen to it, like, it's on my playlist, and I would listen to it, like, in the car, and I'd be driving, and then all of a sudden he'd be like, something bad's about to happen, and I would sit there and I'd be like, is something bad actually about to happen? Like, I was kind of worried, but, like, nothing bad has happened yet, knock on wood. but yeah, so I thought that was really funny, and I still think it's really funny, but I still get a little bit nervous. So, yeah. We're just going to play a little bit of music before we start talking. I feel like we're just, you know, you got to decompress. It's finals. It's... Anyways. But enjoy the music. Again, this is Dark Red by Steve Lacy. Don't give up.
conversation starting right now. Sending love from up above. Happy trails, Baba.
You act like you need a mind. Trying to do it over, bring it back and rewind it. But all that glitters isn't gold, I was blind. Should've never give you my heart on consignment. And I can't believe the lies that I went for. Thought you was mine, but you decided to be with him. No, you took my feelings and just threw them out the window. Feel like it's too hard to fall in love again, no. On some nights like this, shawty, I can't help but think of us. I've been reminiscing, sipping the fool for you, thinking we could put it back together. Thought we had forever, you never see my point of view. Our connection is so severed, you don't show no effort. Can't believe the lies that I went for. Thought you was mine, but you decided to be with him, no. Took my feelings and just threw them out the window. Feel like it's too hard to fall in love again, no. On some nights like this, shawty, I can't help but think of us. Pick it.
Way too good to you, you take me for granted. You was my day one since back at Big B House on Adams. First day that we met, I flagged you down, I told you in my line. Used to promise me you never switch on me like Gemini. You think I'm a fool, ain't nobody stoke. I see all the signs, I see all the clues. Still sometimes I reminisce about that when I'm benching. Can't believe it's been a whole year, yeah, but
awesome.
I'm
so nice.
Hello again. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Welcome to WMFO. Well, Colette's been here. This is not her first rodeo.
Yeah.
Oh,
real.
How does it feel? What is it like to be on air and to hear yourself through the headphones?
It's kind of cool. Like, this room is really cool.
Actually. Yeah. Actually, I don't know if I'll show you guys later, but my show is Perfect Pair. And it's over there somewhere. I'll show you with Emma.
Oh my god, exciting!
Yeah, so cool. I know.
I feel a little bit like Radio Rebel right now.
Yeah, which is so fair.
In the coolest way possible, you look like Radio Rebel. Well, like, yeah, you just look so like much. A natural with the headphones.
You
yeah,
really
you
do.
Gotta do the hair tuck behind
yeah,
the hair tuck.
I'm sorry, headphones are too big. I can't do
that's
it.
That's okay. You can do it afterwards when you take the headphones off.
Or you should do it right now.
Take the headphones off.
Oh.
Okay. So actually, that was not a good idea. So we just listened to Nights Like This by Kalani featuring Ty Dolla $ign. I love that song. I feel like it's a classic.
Vibes. Kalani's great.
Yeah. So how have you guys been? I feel like we should just do a little talky talk and just like hang out, you know.
A little check-in.
A little midnight check-in.
Miriam's giving me a strange look that I don't enjoy.
No, I didn't mean to. I was just looking in your direction.
She just appreciates you.
I appreciate you so much, Ananya.
I appreciate
like,
you, Miriam. Oh,
thank you so much.
Wow, that's so cute. Well. Oh my gosh.
Oh. Right. How is everyone? Colette, you go first.
Yeah, I've been
you go
good.
First.
The finals have really been getting on top of me, but like that's okay. I just like don't have good time management and I can't fix
Girl,
it or maybe
too.
I can but I maybe I don't want to.
I mean you've made it this far, like
I have,
and
can I make it further? I
well,
don't know.
You can
thank you.
I believe
exactly. That was inspirational. How have y'all been?
I've been chilling. I finished my last paper today. I'm kind of done now for the semester.
Yeah. Slay.
Yay.
Hell yeah.
Thank you so
Wait,
much.
Do you want to turn your microphone a little bit too? Yeah,
that'd be a
go.
Really good
there
idea.
You
thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just chilling.
Yeah.
It was so nice out today. It was the
I
sun
know.
Was out.
Oh my god.
It was lawn.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah.
There was a squirrel that was got. It got real close to me. It was like
oh
not
my
afraid.
God, friends.
And it was like climbing on people and like I think it
wow.
bit someone.
Oh
no!
It bit somebody.
Oh my god!
It bit someone I know. I think. It was on my blanket and I was a little
Wait,
frightened.
It just wants to be friends.
I don't. It might have rabies though.
This is true.
That's
you could
terrifying.
Bite it back.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to do that.
That would also give you rabies.
You'll probably get like ticks, fleas.
Yeah.
Maybe something else.
Yeah, but you also get revenge.
I mean, yeah, I guess.
Yeah. So that was my day.
Nice.
How was your day, Mariam?
It was good. Oh, I finished up one of my finals, which was great. It was nice, like a project. I made a podcast for my Spanish class.
Hell yeah.
Then I was also on Preslon, chilling. I saw Ananya.
Yeah, you did.
I walked over to her and dropped my phone, and it was like sliding down
was
the hill, and it was really
so
embarrassing. And then
for her.
Ananya told me that it was really embarrassing, and
yeah.
then, yeah. But it was a great, it was a nice day.
Yeah.
Then there was a little SOPUC event, which was cute. Nice. Or like saying so bye to the seniors.
Aww.
Which was
bye seniors.
Very nice. Yeah. So bye.
Nice. Y'all are listening. Bye.
Something very embarrassing that happened to me recently was I was in my little calc final and I brought my emotional support yerba mate.
Yep.
And I didn't open it yet because I didn't want to have to pee. So like halfway through the final when I started getting little like caffeine withdrawal migraines was when I opened it up. Uh-huh. And the crisp crack was so loud. It like echoed throughout the room. Oh, and my friend who was sitting in the row above me like whips his head around and like giggles, and it was just really funny.
Oh my god.
Yeah, and then like the professor like looked at me. I thought I was gonna get in trouble. It was fine, but I was embarrassed.
Okay.
That was
embarrassment is just a mindset.
Oh, this is true.
This is real.
Embarrassment is not real.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
How was your day, J.I.J.?
It was good. Well, okay, so I had a take home, and I made the mistake. It was open on Friday, and I made the mistake of not doing it because I am so smart. Yes. So it was open Friday at like 10:30, and I opened it, and I looked at the questions, and I was like, okay, 114 questions is a lot. It's a take home though, so it's like open like note, and like I had my notes ready. Like I'm a diligent note taker, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I like had my notes ready. Like everything was like I could just Command F through my Google Drive, which was good. But then so it closed today at 5:30, and I was a little bit stressed, so I was like, I gotta get up super early. So I woke up, got breakfast at Duke at 8:30, and then I went to the SEC and I stayed there from literally like 9 until like 1:30. But I got my little caramel macchiato and I was just like chilling. So I felt productive, and then I actually ended up submitting it late. So I know. So it literally my test is like it's like 4,227 hours because it's been open since wait, does that even make sense? I feel like that doesn't 4, even make sense. Maybe 427. Wait.
4,000 is way too many hours.
That's a lot of hours.
I think I'm going crazy, but I can actually check right now.
I feel like a weekend could only be like that's 100 at most, right?
Wait, then what am I thinking about?
I can't do math.
I'm actually. I can't read.
4,000.
Hold on.
Let's do some quick math.
No, it's definitely not. Hold on.
It's okay, Jess. You're not a STEM major.
Oh, 4,773 minutes, not hours. I was like, girl, I swear I saw 4,000.
Hours.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay, that. Anyways, but it was only half an hour late, so I know. You could just keep it, like, you could hear both of you totally fine.
Okay. Great.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So you don't have to hold, yeah.
I have
a. They're sharing.
Essence of Mike.
For the people who cannot see, Ananya and Colette have to share a mic because there's an empty.
Because we're best friends.
Yeah,
because we're best friends. That's true.
Sorry. Oh.
That's so cute.
Even if there was another mic, I still want to share it.
Oh my god.
Miriam is saying.
Do you want to come share this one too?
Do we can all three of us.
It's okay, but thank you.
Oh my gosh. But yeah.
Very disappointed at me, and I'm very
well, targeted. You had really good questions, apparently.
Oh, okay. I looked up a Teen Vogue article about questions.
Oh, hell yeah. I mean, yeah.
So, okay, one that I think is a little funny. What's the weirdest lie you've ever told?
Ooh.
I don't lie.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you just lied, actually. I'm actually going to play the music in the background and see if this works, because I want... What?
That's good. You just said that I just lied. That was funny.
Why was that so delayed? Okay, I'm gonna try to play music in the background just because I feel like it's a little bit radio silent. Oh,
so real.
It's Radio Rebel.
Radio Rebel. Rebel. Hey guys, it's Radio Rebel coming to you live. I know you're all wondering who I am. That movie was so funny.
That was incredible.
Such a great concept.
Top one movies ever.
Top one movies.
You're right about that.
Yeah.
Have I been using the
I like the part.
Oh, sorry.
Really?
No, I have been using the right one. What is happening?
You're good. Guys, in case you were wondering,
there we
Jess
go.
Looks so insanely cool right now doing this with her Jess little, is too little cool. soundboard, cool. her little laptop.
It's like a like sliding the...
Oh, look at a DJ.
I know, what can I say? So this is Love Me Down by L-A apostrophe D-Y, which is lady, but like, it's like la-D, but like lady, you know, lady, but, yeah.
Yeah.
So, is that too loud? Like, can you hear us talk? Can you hear me talk still?
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. Should I turn it down a little bit?
You could turn it up a little low key. Yeah.
I think it is it too loud? I think it's a little bit too loud. I'm going to turn it down.
Really? Maybe I can't hear. No. Oh, I can't hear the music.
Are your headphones even on?
Yeah.
Oh, because I can hear it.
Can
you hear it?
I can definitely hear it.
Okay. I think I, like, you need barely to get ears checked.
But I can hear your voice.
So. What microphone are you?
This one.
That was very helpful.
I think that's four.
Is it this one? Wait, tell me how much.
Down. Oh, that's off.
Yeah. Four?
This is... But no. Oh, wait, I can
yeah,
hear
you can do it. There's a dial, though. I've been trying to so I turned it way up.
No, so like, I could hear your voice, but I can barely hear the I can't really hear the
You
music.
Still can't hear the music?
Like, I hear it barely in the background.
Oh, but I can turn it up a wee.
A tad.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
That's amazing. Vibes. Awesome.
Oh, I forgot to send this.
Does anyone have an answer prepared?
Oh.
What's the weirdest lie you've ever told? Or, like, an unnecessary, like...
I feel like I just, like, embellish things sometimes a little too much.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why did I do that? Like, that didn't happen. Like, I know. Like, I just added extra detail. I'm like, wait, like, that's completely false, but, like, it wasn't conscious of me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In, like, kindergarten, I still remember this because I'm, like, I was, like, embarrassed afterwards, and I'm embarrassed now. But there was this kid that I liked, and we were having a little play date.
Ooh,
like,
Riz.
I know.
That kindergarten Riz.
Yeah, literally. And so I was at his house, and... He was, like, telling me about his little, like, all the Wii games that he played. Because, you know, that's just what we did. Mm. And he, I think it was, like, Mickey, like, Epic or something. Or, like, there was something, like, some game. And I just pretended that I had it. And I was like, oh, my God, yeah. Like, my brother's trying to play that all the time. Like, and he thought I was so cool. And then I don't remember what happened after that. Because I was, obviously, I have never played Mickey Epic or whatever it was. But I wanted him to like me. So... And I think he did because I said that. But then we never talked about it ever again. And actually, well, we stayed friends because we were on the same bus. But we were friends, like, throughout elementary school. And then we got to middle school. We were not on the same bus anymore.
Oh,
no. So lost friendship.
That's very sad.
Yeah. I hope he's doing well. He went to my high school. I just didn't really see him that often. And, like, our friend groups didn't. I can hear the chair squeak. Actually really rude. Anyways. So yeah, that was just a silly little lie that I told. That's the first thing that came to my mind. Aww. They're giving each other hearts.
Mary looked really sad.
Today I learned you can make a heart with your fingers.
Yeah.
Have you not seen people doing that in the pictures? They're like...
I've never seen this before.
I recently understood.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, because they're like, it's like pinching. Like people like pinch, like it's like...
It's so small, but I prefer the hand one.
Yeah, me too. It's like the emoji. I love that emoji. I use
me
it all the time.
It's really cute.
Yeah. It speaks volumes. It's just like, you know? It's like the crying emoji. You can use it for so many different contexts. You can use it when you don't have anything to say.
Yeah.
Like vibes.
It's so sweet. That's so personal.
Right? Right?
And real. Real and true.
Mary. I'm never inviting you back again. She just keeps staring.
No, I'm sorry. You really are a starer.
No, rock on.
Yeah.
Rock on.
I don't mean to say. I'm just like vibing, you know?
Yeah, as you should.
Vibing.
Yeah. Does anyone else have any silly lies that they've told?
I have one that was...
Ooh.
No, it's just like a stupid thing. I don't know why I lied about it, but I was in an interview for something that I will not name.
Yeah, no, it's so far.
Oh, I know. Colette knows this story. I was in an interview and...
Oh, gosh.
They were like, okay, it was... Basically just a question. It was like a get to know you, like, personality kind of question. It wasn't even about like the job or about anything.
Yeah.
But then I was like, I couldn't think of an answer because the ones I had prepared, like, no longer applied because the question was different than what I thought it would be. And so I lied about being a really big, like, plant girly. I was like, yeah, I really love plants. Like, they're like my best friends. And I made up
a name for a plant that I owned, and I do not own it. I just started going off about these plants that don't exist.
Yeah.
That are my best friends.
Yeah.
That are in my room.
Yeah.
And afterwards, I was like, I really hope that they never find out that I was completely lying about them.
Hopefully they never go into your room.
Yeah. How recent was this?
This was like maybe a month or two ago.
Wow.
And there were only two people in that interview, but they both do go to school here.
Okay.
So if y'all are listening.
Shout out to you. If you're listening, shout out to you.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Don't.
Wait, that's actually so important. Did you end up getting the position you applied
for? I did.
Hell yeah.
It was because of the plants.
I think the plants helped.
So you should feel guilty.
It's just by plants.
Maybe
now.
I should become a plant.
Do you
want
to? You
now.
Should. I think, yeah.
I have to.
I feel like there's. You have no choice.
I can't live a lie anymore.
It won't be. That's actually so tough of you, though. Well, if you didn't lie about it. But.
Yeah, if it was. That's why I felt like it was realistic. I felt like they would believe it.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. Exactly. Do you remember the names of the plants that you told them?
Oh, I don't think I said like a fern of some sort.
A fern.
Scientific name.
Oh, no. It was a fern. I think I named it Georgie.
Wow.
No. Not like fern.
You really just I mean, I'm proud of you for getting through that, though. And
so
also
much.
For getting the position, like, hello, whatever it was. Like, hello.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What's your weird lie, Maren?
I don't lie.
That's
okay,
now
I'm trying to think.
The music stopped and it's quiet.
Well, something that I thought of just when you were talking about how you lied to like impress the little boy that you liked. So I am a vegetarian.
Yeah.
So I actually became a vegetarian because I went to summer camp and there was this girl that I was like obsessed
with. Oh my god.
And she was a vegetarian.
You're kidding.
So I became a vegetarian. And 7 years later, I am still a vegetarian.
No way.
That's actually insane.
So yeah, that's my story.
Wait, that's crazy.
Right? I wonder where she is now. I think I follow her on Instagram. I don't think she knows.
Oh my god, shout out to you.
I think she's also like straight, but that's okay.
She deserves to know.
That's
okay.
Maybe maybe
she changed you like that.
You're also in a
I also have a girlfriend. That's funny though. Yeah.
Wow.
That's
my favorite.
Wait, that's crazy.
That is
actually
wild.
Yeah.
You changed your whole lifestyle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it stuck. Yeah. It really stuck.
It did stick.
How long was this camp for?
It was like a 2 week little like.
2 weeks?
Yeah. Because I heard it was like habits take like 30 days to stick or whatever.
Yeah.
But like, wow, you really stuck.
You went all in.
Well, I feel like also like I was just trying to be like special or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Like I don't think she was the only reason, but like I also was obsessed with this. Like, that was the other thing.
Yeah. Did you guys ever become friends? Or,
like kind of.
Okay.
I don't know. She was like a little bit older than me, so like we didn't really like. We weren't really like doing the same activities. I was just kind of like.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't tell her. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe one day you should just DM her on Instagram and be like. Just thought I should share.
I think I might.
You actually, like, one day when it's like, you're like 30.
Yeah.
I say like 35.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's a good bet.
Yeah.
I'll set it.
Just whenever you remember again. Well,
I'll
guess if you you just remember that.
Every time I don't eat meat,
yeah.
I just think of.
Oh, yeah.
I just think of this person.
Think of her.
Yeah.
I do.
That's really beautiful.
That's really.
That is so beautiful.
You know what that makes me think about all the time? Like, how there's like little things that like people think about. Like, when they think about something, like, they think of us.
I know.
That's so cute. Like, it's so
that
cute.
Is.
Yeah, like, when you associate, like, songs or, like, things
yeah.
with memories and people,
oh
you're
gosh.
Part of those for other people.
Yeah. Wow.
That is so beautiful.
We just took a whole turn.
I'll cry right
now. From lying.
From lying to, like, getting deep and, like, which is so crazy. But, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's so cute. That's actually so cute. Like, that makes me so happy. Yeah. Shall we take a little music break?
Yeah.
Let's take a little music break. Right now you're listening to Heat Above by Greta Van Fleet.
Yeah.
Allow me to show you something.
Somebody give me, somebody tell me the answers. Me and you isn't the answer, me and you isn't. Maybe I'm telling myself that, but there ain't nothing that'll change that. What good would it be if I knew how you felt about me? Yeah. It could've been right, but I was wrong. Only think about you and I'm alone. Part of me that cared is just gone, and I know that I can't get caught up. We could've been, and we try to pretend. Every now and again, we don't dream about, don't think about what we could've been. No, I'm holding it in, 'cause I know in the end, you dream about, I think about what we could've been. We could've been, we could've, damn, yeah. Remember, remember the night in Miami. First time you put your arms around me. I'm up reminiscing, yeah. Thinking about you isn't helping. Thinking about you doesn't tell me what good it would do if I decide to face the truth. It could've been right, but I was wrong. Only think about you when I'm alone. You only hit me up when she's not home, and that's why I can't get caught up. We could've been, and we try to pretend. Every now and again, we don't dream about, don't think about what we could've been. Oh, yeah. I'm holding it in, 'cause I know in the end, you dream about, I think about what we could've been, we could've been, we could've, we could've been, we could've been, we could've been.
Hello again.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, wait, I turned on the microphones. I mean, the headphones.
I think theirs is off.
Yep. Sorry. I turned. Wait.
It's on now. We're good.
What did I turn on? Oh, I turned on Rivendell. Oops.
Okay. Riverdale.
Rivendell. It's like the auto thing. Anyways. So that was, well, it's halfway done, but that was Could Have Been by her featuring Bryson Tiller. Sorry for like the way back and forth with the genres of music, but I think it's kind of a vibe. I feel like no, because I've been also like I shuffled some songs up so that it would be like really all
keeps on your toes.
Exactly, it really does. Yeah. So we thought it'd be a great idea. Actually, yeah, we thought it'd be a great idea to, you know, debrief a little bit on freshman year, like. Yeah. I can't believe it's going to an end.
That's so exciting.
Yeah.
Like,
it's rough, man.
I know. Like, right, it's Tuesday, and I'm leaving on Thursday. I know you guys are leaving later, but, like a day later. Like, yeah. I'm leaving on Thursday. Like, tonight is my two more nights of sleep in my dorm. Like,
oh.
And Molly started packing because she's leaving tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
So her wall is empty, and it's actually the saddest thing in the world. I know.
Are you guys leaving before or after your roommates?
I don't know when my roommate is leaving. I'm leaving Saturday morning, I think.
And same.
But she lives, like, nearby, so I think she can just go whenever she wants to.
Yeah. Which is fair.
I don't know. Vanessa, she comes and goes when she feels...
As she should.
Yeah.
She should.
Is your roommate not from California?
My roommate's name is Callie. So that's where that would come from. She's from Massachusetts.
She's not from San Francisco?
No, but...
Aman is from San Francisco.
No, but... Wait, this is so... Okay, this might be random, but there's this person that I met who's friends with my friend at a different school, and he said that he went to high school with Callie. And it was the same Callie.
Callie Rec?
Yeah, like, he showed me her Instagram and was like, oh, I went to high school with her and he's from San Francisco.
Could he have, like, me?
I think he... No. Something is wrong.
Maybe they're confused.
I don't know. I really don't know. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Okay, never mind. Ignore what I said.
I'm sorry you've been lied to.
Everyone's
kidding. Sorry. You can hear me typing. I'm so sorry. But satisfying. Like, hello?
Yeah. How's everyone feeling about freshman year? How have we changed? How have we grown? What have we learned?
I mean, someone else go first. I need to give you some.
Marianne.
I don't know. I feel like an obvious one is becoming more independent.
Yeah.
But, like, I feel like in different ways, too. Like, in ways that you wouldn't necessarily expect. Like, obviously, you expect, like, your parents are not there. You have to do, like, all your chores and, like, you know. But I feel like... You also have to, like, figure out your whole schedule. Like, you control everything of your, like, day-to-day life, and you have to manage all of your time of, like, work, going to classes, eating, meeting up with friends, and, like, I don't know, balancing all that, which is definitely hard, but I think it's nice also that you have that freedom to choose all of that stuff.
I agree. I definitely agree with that.
I agree, but also I feel like I've also learned how to become more dependent on other people. Like, true. At the beginning of the year, I was, like, really struggling to, like, manage everything. And, like, even at the beginning of this semester, I was, like, I couldn't balance it all. And then it was just, like, learning how to, like, ask for help and, like, receive help and aid from your friends. So, like, my roommate, without her, I don't think I would have been as organized or as on top of it as I am. And so it's just, like, learning how to, like, actually, like, accept help from your peers.
Mm-hmm.
Aww.
That's really
sweet.
Yeah.
Is it my turn? Yes, it is your turn.
I'm not ready. I feel like, yeah, I don't know. I mean, besides being, like, independent, I feel like I've just figured out a lot more about, like, who I am and, like, the things that, like, work for me or, like, the ways that I, like, approach things. Because there's so many things where, like, in high school, I feel like you don't really face any challenges. Like, you just have classes that are hard, and that's kind of it. And then you have, like, your whole life. But I feel like, you know, there's so much other stuff that has happened to me. Like, even if it's not big, it's just, like, just things happen every day.
Yeah.
Like, how do I deal with this? I have to, like, figure that out on my own. It's been kind of fun. Yeah. Kind of a fun little challenge.
Yeah, you know? I agree.
I agree.
And also, I feel like just constantly being around people is, like, learning how to manage, like, your time, your friends, your work, and also just, like, also social life and, like, being able to kind of just, like, walk everywhere. Like, you could totally... I know, me too. I am going to miss this so much over the summer.
Yeah.
Like, I'm from the suburbs, so it's, like, fine, but it's just... It's not the same as being able to walk around campus, like, go on the lawn and just, like, sit there or, like, walk into Davis, go shopping, walk, like, take the T to Boston. Like, it's not as easy. Like, me being from Westchester, I'm, like, an hour from the city, but it's, like, it's an hour from the city because I have to take the train in, and then the train is, like, $22 round trip, and it's just, like, it's not
here,
great.
We can walk out of our room and we're hanging out.
Exactly,
with
it's exactly.
Like, it's so nice.
I know. Like, I feel like you were saying, like, I feel like I've become independent, but I've also become a lot more dependent on people. Like, I feel like I'm now used to having dinner with friends or just, like, always being able to just walk back to my room and just, like, or the dorm and just have people sitting in the common room that I can just, like, decompress with or, you know, like, just stuff like that. And just, like, having, just knowing that there's people around that, like, I can hang out with.
Yeah.
Like, when I go home and I'm, like, in my room alone, like, it'll be fun. Like, I'm excited to go home and I'm excited to then come back and, like, see how things.
Yeah. I definitely need, I think, a break from the, like, constant socialization
definitely.
That is.
Yeah.
That's true.
Because to an extent, it also kind of just feels like summer camp all the time.
Yes.
Like, obviously, we're doing work. But, like, and I like having the classes as, like, a buffer because it means, like, it gives you somewhere to go and just, like, have stuff to do.
It gives me
but
an excuse when I no longer want to be in a social
exactly.
setting. Like, oh, I gotta go work
so
on this
true.
Essay.
I know.
Exist.
I know. But I feel like my like social battery has just increased exponentially, which is fun. I'm glad, but
yeah.
It can be tiring at times. And I feel like, you know, so yeah, it's silly. I do have to read a PSA during our time here, so I'm gonna read one now, and then one of you guys can, unless one of you guys wants to read it. So, Miriam, would you like to read this one? Okay.
I would love to.
So this is, we should do two because it's a mandatory one, but here is the first PSA read to you by your very own Miriam.
Which part do I read?
The whole thing.
Oh, okay. Attention radio listeners, art lovers, critics, haters, fans, friends, freaks, delinquents, degenerates, sellouts, and future sellouts.
Oh.
That's crazy. The community is invited to the School of the Museum of Fine Arts senior thesis show For the Record on the View in the SMFA Grossman Gallery and Anderson Auditorium from May 9th to May 21st and the Capstone Cohort Show Heat Rises opening May 17th to May 26th in the SMFA Third Floor Studios. Both exhibitions, along with the student end-of-year show, will be celebrated at a reception in the SMFA atrium on May 20th from 5 to 8 p.m. For more information and artist details, visit at Senior Thesis 2023 and at Senior Capstone 2023 on Instagram or smfa.tufts.edu. Come on out, support students, artists, and keep it free form.
Hell yeah.
And there's a picture of Garfield the cat at the bottom.
Nice.
Yes. You have such a nice, like, soothing voice. Like, I could live, like, if you were on, like, calm meditation, like, you know those things where it's like, yes, you could be one of those voices.
Oh,
like, you
God.
Should submit your voice
Thank
to that.
Thank you so much.
Record, like, audiobooks.
Yeah.
I think that would be a good.
If one of you guys wants to look through this, we just have to read a little thing in the next few minutes. But, like, flip around, you know? What are your favorite memories from freshman year?
Our intramural songs.
Oh my god. Like fall?
Me and Jess got really close when we were.
Do you want me to turn your mic
on? An intramural song.
I can turn your mic over now. Okay, yeah, you can keep going. You keep going. Oh my gosh.
I don't know if anyone on the team's listening.
Definitely not, but shout out you guys.
Shout out for real.
You guys brought us together.
Yeah, because, wow, that was an experience.
Yep. That was definitely an experience. That was really funny.
That was comical.
I know. But I'm glad it brought us together. Like,
me too.
I feel like.
But it was so, like, it felt destined to happen that we became friends because, like, after club soccer tryouts, like, we never saw each other, and then one day you were walking out of Bush and I was walking back to Tilton, and then we happened to, like, cross paths, and I was like, are you doing intramural soccer? And you were like, yeah, join my team. And then that was crazy.
Now we're here. We are like half a year later.
That's crazy.
That's wild. Oh my gosh. Len.
Cooking.
But yeah, that was a good memory. That was actually really funny. We talk about that a lot, actually. The fact that we just randomly ran into. I mean, I think we would have run into each other eventually.
I think so, but that timing was like perfect. I feel like, because I feel like there was like a deadline for
when
you can add people or something to the team, and it was like right then, and you were like, I think I can add you. Like, send me your email.
Divine timing.
It's true. Wow. It was meant to happen.
It was meant to happen. Yeah. I'm trying to think. I feel like there's so many good memories. Like, hello. Oh, but one of the memories that I really enjoyed was it was like a collection of those few days when it suddenly was really warm. Yeah. And we just sat on Preslon for so long. Like, I'm not even kidding. I think I sat with you on Preslon, Miriam, for like hours. Like, I would go to class.
Yeah.
No, I would hang on Preslon, then sit, and then go to class. Then come back to Preslon.
And I was still there.
Yeah, you were still there. I mean, like, it was amazing, though. And then I would, like, get food, come back, sit on Preslon, just lie there and just, like, do nothing and just, like, hang out, listen to music and, like,
vibe.
It was so nice. And then that one day when it was, like, really nice and we ate dinner there with, like, my basketball friends and, you know, the friends.
Yeah.
And we just ate dinner and sat on the little lawn.
That was so nice.
I know. That was really, it felt like vacation that day. That was really.
That's when it felt like summer camp.
Yeah.
And we were walking around, like, everyone was just out and about.
Yeah,
like,
and
people had
so
work, but nobody was doing it because who's going to do work?
Who's going to waste that good weather?
Absolutely
like,
not.
Hello, I know. But it was just, it was so nice. And, like, I,
yeah,
like, I'm from New York, so it's like, I
Are
have the
from
seasons.
New York even?
I am. Well, not the city, so maybe.
Do you have a black puff?
I do. Really? I do. I actually do.
The North Face?
Yeah. No, it's not. It's okay, like okay. a knockoff Sam jacket.
Okay.
Yeah.
Validity.
Yeah. But. Yeah, like, that was just, that was actually vibes. I totally forgot to update the songs. Oops. But, yeah, because, like, it actually felt like vacation. We were sitting, we were in a hammock at one point,
yeah.
and it was, like, the sunset, and I just come back from class, and then we got dinner. We had your little dates, because it was Ramadan.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
That was nice.
That was a lot of fun. Do you guys have a little PSA? Okay. Another PSA coming to you from Ananya and Colette.
What part are you doing?
Okay. Today you brushed your teeth. You skipped the floss. You combed your hair. You went to work. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a brutal EF5 tornado. You never know when the day before is the day before.
What?
Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Wait, what?
So it's basically a tornado can happen at any point.
Wow.
You have to be ready. Oh. Today could be the day before the tornado.
Let's hope not. Hello?
Whoa, that was loud.
Sorry, yeah, my knuckles really were
powerful.
There's another one that's also for an earthquake.
Oh,
I read it. Should I read it? Okay.
If you want to, yeah.
Today, you ate Greek yogurt.
You ate.
Yeah. You took the train. This is serious, Miriam. You planned a workout. You skipped it. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a devastating earthquake.
Oh my God.
You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today.
Oh my God.
Wow. That's, I mean, attention grabbing. Like,
yeah.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, we don't have earthquakes in Boston, right? Just sorry.
I've gotten
sometimes they happen on the East Coast.
Yeah.
Not
okay.
super.
Not yeah, not like crazy like in like San Francisco or
gotcha.
Like yeah, but
where Cali is not.
Not
from.
Cali is not from.
I'm so sorry.
I know.
Is it crazy their name is Cali, but they're not from Cali?
That's also wrong. Like, that should not happen.
Yeah, that...
Illegal.
Yeah.
Why aren't you from Miriam?
So real.
That was crazy.
That was a knee slapper and a half.
Thank you so much, I tried.
A knee slapper and a half.
Yep, I just did 1.5 knee slap.
Okay.
What was the half?
It was like soft.
Oh. The pat.
The little pat.
Yep.
Wow,
that was
wow.
good.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
What are your good memories from, or what is one of, it doesn't have to be your favorite, but like one of your favorites.
Oh man, I don't know. I feel like low-key, like, the very beginning of this semester when, like, because last semester, okay, a little lore about the Bush Hall third floor is that every
Our
night
home.
We do crosswords, and Jake has the subscription to New York Times, so he projects them on the big wall,
yeah.
and we all sit around in a circle and do that. And I feel like last semester, it used to just be him on his computer, and we would, like, crowd around him, but I just remember this one specific day, it was, like, 1 week into this semester, where he was like, guys, why don't we just put it on the projectors
yeah.
so everyone could see? Because there were like 15 people hovering around his computer. And that was just really funny to me. It was such a great moment because it really just, it set a tradition, you know?
Oh, that's true. We do them.
Fun. Were you
all
there
the time?
Recently when we broke all of our records?
I was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that like yesterday?
That was yesterday?
Oh my God,
ago?
That was only yesterday?
I think it might have been yesterday.
That might have been yesterday.
It was like a long time.
We literally beat every single one, which is crazy.
Like the time?
The time records. And like, Jake and his family are insane at crosswords. Like, I have never seen anybody do a crossword so fast. We did.
We did it.
I didn't contribute, but we did it.
No, yes you did. Yes you did.
I don't know. But anyways, a little time check. We actually, sadly, only have like 4 minutes left. Wow. Which is crazy. I know.
That went by really quick.
I know. It's time lies and you're having fun.
That was good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
This was so much fun. Yay. Thank you guys for joining. Like,
thank you for
Like, what was one of your favorite memories?
I, like, can't think of anything specific because it was just a great semester all around. But one thing that I recently learned that I really enjoy doing is going to DeWic on, like, Saturday and Sunday mornings.
Yes.
Yeah.
Listening to the people around me talk about their evenings.
Oh, yeah. That is actually such a good...
I don't know them or their story, but I know how their Friday night went. And it...
That's...
is so entertaining.
That's a great idea. That's actually such a fun...
If you're if you're spilling tea in DeWic, I may have heard it.
The do briefs go crazy. Seriously?
The name drops and the do briefs go crazy.
It's insane.
Actually crazy.
You know their story, not their name.
Exactly. It's so I kind of know their name.
Also with the crazy like DeWic music blasting in the background and then, like pop to country to like hard rock and like one
such an experience.
I know.
So fun in there.
That was kinda like this.
Yeah, it was kinda like this. Right now we're listening to Death by a Thousand Cuts by Taylor Swift.
Yeah, we are.
That's what really sounds painful.
Imagine No, don't imagine
that. No.
Like paper cut.
Oh.
Sorry.
Anyways. I'm gonna close it out with a little... We can close out a little bit of music.
Maybe we should sing.
I don't think anybody wants to hear us sing.
I would love to hear Colette sing, personally, but...
Wait, why did we say that?
I feel like you'd be really good.
I feel like you would
just have, like, a beautiful, like, really powerful voice.
I wish.
And you would, like, go on The Voice when you were, like, 15.
Really want to go on The Voice when I was little, but I don't...
Maybe one day.
My voice cracks. It's really ugly.
No. Your voice is so beautiful.
So beautiful. Everyone is so beautiful.
Everyone is so beautiful.
So beautiful.
Anyways, this is Emotional Motion Sickness, and I'm Jess subbing. My usual show is Perfect Pair, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you guys for joining today. Like, hello.
We love you all.
Yeah, we love you all. I love you guys. Like, I love Tufts University. Oh my god.
What happened?
What
stays at Tufts?
Yeah. But yeah, anyways, thank you guys for tuning in and thank you guys for joining. Like,
thank you so much for having me.
Shout out to anybody who's listening at 1 a.m. right now on May 9th, Tuesday, May 9th.
Wow.
Have a wonderful night. Thanks for tuning in.
Bye.